From Washington, this is VOA News. Ukraine forces fire on crowd on independence referendum day. France's president calls for African summit on Boko Haram. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. Ukrainian National Guardsmen opened fire on a crowd outside a town hall Sunday in eastern Ukraine, with a leader of pro-Russian insurgents in the region saying there were fatalities. The shooting occurred in Krasnomarsk hours after guardsmen shut down a referendum there. It was part of polling in the Donetsk and Luhansk regions on whether to approve regional independence. The two areas comprise about 15% of the Ukrainian population. It is unclear whether independence might mean more autonomy within Ukraine, creation of an independent state, or possibly an attempt by the Russian-speaking regions to join Russia. Jamie Detmer reports.
Voting started briskly at polling stations in the Donetsk and Luhansk regions abutting Russia, but claims quickly mounted of multiple voting, and pro-unity activists posted a video showing how easy it was to vote more than once. The head of the Separatist Election Commission, Roman Lagin, told VOA multiple voting was impossible because people had to queue for about half an hour to vote. Therefore, no other precautions were necessary. The interim government in Kiev has denounced the referendum as illegal and a sham. Only one question is on the ballot: should the regions form independent republics? Most residents against secession say they will not cast a vote. But voters who did file into polling stations said the recent violence in the east was reason enough to secede. Jamie Detmer, VOA News, Donetsk.
The United States and its European allies denounced the vote as illegal. French President François Hollande is calling on African leaders to meet in Paris this week for a summit on how to deal with Boko Haram. The Islamic extremist group kidnapped more than 300 Nigerian schoolgirls last month in a brazen act of terrorism that's outraged the world. Mr. Hollande proposed a summit with Nigerian President Goodluck Jonathan Sunday during a visit to Baku, Azerbaijan. Some of the girls managed to escape their captors, but Boko Haram is still holding 276 of them. The militants have mocked their parents, threatening to sell the girls in the human trafficking market. Police in Yemen say a suicide bomber detonated an explosives-laden vehicle, killing at least 12 officers outside a police building in the country's south. It happened Sunday in the coastal city of Mukalla, the capital of Hadhramaut province. In the capital, Sana'a, the Interior Ministry says three gunmen were killed after attempting an attack on a presidential guard checkpoint. The two attacks appear to come in reprisal for an army operation to drive al-Qaeda out of the southern provinces of Abyan and Shabwa. At least four people were killed and seven wounded when a suicide bomber blew himself up on a soccer stadium in northwestern Pakistan. Police say Sunday's bombing apparently targeted refugees from the nearby Khyber tribal region as they registered with the government. There's been no claim of responsibility for the attack. Iran's president says his country has nothing to offer except transparency and nuclear talks with world powers. President Hassan Rouhani's comments aired on state television Sunday, just days ahead of a fresh round of nuclear talks. His critics in Iran claim Mr. Rouhani's administration has given up too many concessions to the West. At least 36 people were killed and more than 40 missing after a boat carrying African migrants capsized off the Libyan coast late last week. 24 of the bodies were found Sunday. Libyan naval officials say they rescued 52 people of various nationalities. Large protests were held across Vietnam Sunday after Vietnamese and Chinese vessels were reported sparring near a Chinese oil rig in disputed waters in the South China Sea. Marianne Brown has details.
Hundreds of people across Vietnam took part in anti-China demonstrations Sunday to protest China's deployment of an oil rig near the Paracel Islands, which both countries claim. In a highly unusual move, the protests were covered in state-run media. Such protests are usually strictly controlled by police, and participants are often prevented from attending. Vietnam! In Hanoi, around 500 people gathered in a park opposite the Chinese embassy, the biggest anti-China protest to take place here for many years. Beijing claims nearly all of the South China Sea, which contains key shipping lanes and is believed to be rich in oil and gas deposits. This is Marianne Brown for VOA News in Hanoi.
And I'm Ray Kugel, VOA News. More at voanews.com.